Can I just take you back to 2010? This is associated with my involvement, I guess, that I want to just speak about, and the Willow Court area. I could go back further than that too, because I was actually minister at the time when the hospital itself changed hands from the Department of Health Services to private ownership, or ownership in conjunction with the council at that stage. It was a joint arrangement. And it was a fact, of course, that it was costing an awful lot of money to maintain the facility when most of the patients have been returned to the community in one form or another. Obviously, Milton Grise still exists and is still operating, but the rest of the facility did take a lot of money to maintain, and it was an imperative that we try to minimise the expenditure there. And I know there's been people that said that we sold the facility too small to have some money, but I can tell you, if you read the Auditor General's report on that particular issue, you can understand why those things were done from a point of view of value for money, I think that's an issue that you know, we can discuss at great length. But certainly, as I say, the facility itself wasn't being occupied. It was, and I'm talking about Willow Court. I'm talking about the whole facility. It was costing the health department about $2 million a year to keep, you know, in a reasonable situation.